This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm Gaius, John Batchelor, and I'm speaking with Germanicus, Michael Vlahos. We're speculating, what if the American colonies had found a way to knit together with the Parliament and with King George III? What would it look like today? And, Germanicus, we have to get to the two tragedies that immediately followed the American Rebellion and were not resolved. The first tragedy is the treatment of the Native Americans, especially the Iroquois nations, the Six Nations, which had been allied with the British during the French and Indian War, concluded for Britain in 1763. The colonists, the Confederation Congress, immediately started treating the natives as conquered peoples, and the removal begins right away, 1783, 1785. The second, more profound, and because Britain was dealing with the Six Nations, and we can presume any end that was not as tragic as we know what would happen, the pandemics, the removal, the abuse, the falsehoods, as the American people swept westward all through the 19th century. The second and much more damaging to the idea of liberty was the slave population from Virginia south. Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, all banned slavery right away. Between 1777 and 1780, 84, it was all gone. New York and New Jersey took until the 19th century. However, Virginia, Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, part of Tennessee, Texas, all of that becomes the great tragedy of the Civil War, the tearing apart of the country, the enormous casualties, the damage, so much so that the British merchant fleet overtook the American merchant fleet after 1860. The tragedy is endless, and it continues. We know that. Now, the question is, would remaining in the British Empire have solved this in a different fashion, knowing that Wilberforce and the British abolitionists were effective, and so much so that the Royal Navy became the patrol against the slave trade in the early 19th century, and only was defeated by the American slavers. Half of all the Africans who were brought to America as slaves happened after 1776. Would staying in the British Empire have prevented that from happening?
Well, yes to both questions. And it's a resounding yes as far as I can see. The British had a tremendously positive relationship with the Indian nations in comparison to the colonies. And they were close allies. The British felt responsibility to them. You can see this in the proclamation of 1763 with regard to the Northwest Territories, and it would have continued. There would have been, I believe, independent Indian nations that would have been co-opted quickly and smoothly into the larger framework of the British Empire. Just as the British were able to create 534 princely states in India, each of which was independent. This is the kind of approach the British took that was incredibly successful in Victorian times. It would have been equally successful in the 18th century. Now, with regard to slavery, the British got rid of slavery by paying off the slaveholders. It was an enormous amount of money that the British government was forced to give to slave owners to compensate them for freeing all the slaves in the Caribbean. Now, how could that have been done in the colonies, now part of the British Empire?
I would just want to date here. The Slavery Abolition Act of Britain was 1833, just about the time that the Garrison and the Liberty Movement begin. The true abolition pamphlets are about the same time the British banned slavery. So the success would have the success of 1833 would have meant all those 40 years of abuse that lead to the Jim Crow in the 90s. That would have never happened.
Right, but the point you made just a minute or two ago about how many slaves were brought the U.S. After the American Revolution, that would not have happened. So there would have been far fewer African indentured people, shall we say, in the colonies, and they would have been in a much better situation initially, because as we know, during the American Revolution, the British offered any black slave freedom if they joined the British cause, and so many of them did, and so many of them came into Canada after the war, and Britain and elsewhere, and the British were good to their word on that, and I think they would have been otherwise. And remember, slavery only became the dominant force in the American economy after Eli Whitney's cotton gin created King Cotton, and cotton took over the world. Now, that might have happened in a very different way, because there would already have been a manumission process underway, and there would have been perhaps half the number of African Americans in the colonies, and that would have made a huge difference. The big difference would be that there would be few enough of them so that the model the British used for emancipation, which was paying off the slaveholders in the Caribbean plantations, would have worked in the United the American colonies.
It occurs to me, Germanicus, and we will return to this, that here's what would have been available. The Parliament would have overwhelmed Virginia. What Virginia had, what Virginia and the Carolinas had, was a veto on the Constitutional Convention. Without Virginia, there was no union. Without the Carolinas and Virginia, there was no income of that union. Therefore, it was impossible for either the authors of the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson and et cetera, Benjamin Franklin, the group that came together, it was impossible for them to overcome the slavers, just as right. It was impossible in writing the Constitution to overcome the slavers, just as it was impossible after slavery had been banned in the North to overcome the slavers, and so much so that the slaveocracy then created itself in order to rebuke the central government in Washington. We know they had all the power as of 1860, which is why they thought they could go on their own. Britain would have overwhelmed them. They never would have had that power if London had been involved.
And the reason they could overwhelm them is that the slave enterprise, the slave power that dominated the American economy, that was in effect the American economy, had not yet come into being. And it could have been easily overturned had it not existed. Furthermore, the British, and this is perhaps a small stretch, but Washington, just as Franklin wanted to be a Brit more than anything, Washington wanted to be an officer in the British Army. All it would have taken would be to offer Washington a general's commission and to have made him a general in the British Army. That would have put, in other words, you're elevating the leading American military figures, of which Washington was the premier example. You're elevating them into equal status, and to have no longer colonial militia, but regiments in the British Army in the colonies who were equal to the British Army and its regiments, that would have been the social solution.
We'll return to this another day, Germanicus. It's we're having a great deal of fun here in Londinium in 90 A.D. saying what they should have done in the 18th century that we can see to change the tragedy of the 19th century and 20th century into the 21st into the United States of America, which would have remained the United Colonies of America, part of the British Commonwealth. Now, the reason we know this, of course, is because Augustus taught the Roman Senate that when you colonize, have a very light footprint, very light hand. Let them take their own direction. It wasn't until later emperors, whom we know, we can name them, that became overbearing, and the Roman Empire went all to pieces. But that's in our future. So we'll come back to this. Germanicus and Gaius, usually on Saturday night, we stroll to the amphitheater to see what theater pieces have come to town. We're always sacrificing at Augustus's divine memory at the temple. This is Germanicus and Gaius, Michael and John, the Friends of History Debating Society.